This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It's Thursday night, so you're here with the bears on Australia's only bear community show. Maybe one of the only in the world, I would imagine.
The best.
This is Big Bear Mark.
It's the best.
Exactly. We are the best. This is Big Bear Mark in the studio tonight. We're all here tonight.
Woohoo!
Pushing the buttons tonight is, of course, Bear Curious Dean.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good. Good. We've also got cub reporter Robbie.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Mark. Excited to have everybody in the studio.
I know. It's not often we all get together in the studio, so it's nice.
It's like a little love-in.
Exactly.
And a little family.
Yes, and we've also got Josh James.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hi, boys.
Hey. So tonight is going to be an interesting show. We've got Cam Disney Princess Smith from... he's up in Brisbane at NEX or Next or Northern Exposure, however you want to say it. And we're going to be doing a live cross to the Cub Bear A. very shortly. And then in the second half hour, we're going to be talking to Caleb from VAC. They've launched some websites. Pete and Dale. We'll tell you more about Pete and Dale.
Pete and Dale.
Yeah.
And what do we want to talk to them about?
Ooh. Exactly. So that's coming up in our second half hour.
Ah.
So we've got a few little bits and pieces.
Little bits and pieces. But one of the big bits and pieces we must get out of the way at the top of the hour.
Yes.
Whose birthday is it today?
Oh.
I'll give you a clue. You ready?
Yep.
He's big. Yep. That's my first clue.
It could be me.
My second clue.
That's all of us. Yeah, okay.
So first clue, he's big. Second clue, he's bear-y.
Oh.
And the third clue, he's in the studio in the woods.
What's
the fourth clue, James?
He's hairy. Yeah. As
big,
well
berry,
as
and hairy.
Well,
and
that
berry.
Counts out, Robbie. Okay.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mark.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mark. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
I don't think we've got the rights for that, actually, James.
No, we probably don't.
Who does?
Yes, but thank you very much. And thank you for everyone who said...
Facebook.
Facebook. I was mobbed with Facebook. I had over 100 messages today, so thank you very much.
I have a question for you, Mark.
Yes.
Facebook etiquette.
Yes.
How did you reply? Did you reply to everyone, or what did you do?
So far, I have... liked or loved every comment.
Yeah.
To be honest, I can't do every single one because it's like, as I said,
you're a busy bear.
I got over 100 messages.
You're a busy
messages.
Bear.
Yeah.
You've got time for that. And of course, not only are you a busy bear,
yes,
but you're getting old.
I am. I am getting old.
Can you share? Now, you've got 100 messages, which by my calculation is, what is it, James? How many likes is that per birthday year of Big Bear Mark?
Don't make James
do
math.
Don't do mental.
God, even I know that one. It's two.
So the news is Big Bear Mark is 50 years of age today. Half a century.
I know.
50.
God.
Life begins at 50. Is 50 the new 40? I don't know.
But I'm fascinated by the idea that, you know, like Facebook's such a phenomenon now and it's in all our lives. What do you do when you get so many?
So far, as I said, I've liked every single one of them.
Yeah.
People who have personally messaged me, I've personally messaged them back saying thank you.
Yep.
And I will do a group message probably later tonight.
I think that's the way to go now. Yeah. I don't think anyone expects you to personally reply to every single Facebook post on your birthday.
Well, there is one piece of Facebook etiquette that I don't know if you've complied with yet. You've still got a few hours.
What's that?
But it's compulsory that you must post a picture of yourself in your birthday suit on your birthday on Facebook.
Well, I have to say, I had a very nice picture from a young gentleman in Brisbane this morning. If you're listening, you know who you are. Thank you very much. And
I didn't say everybody gets to send them to you. You're supposed to put one of you on there.
No, he was... Anyway, it made my morning, so thank you. I won't mention who you are, but thank you very much. You know who you are. Yeah, but
now we all want to see it.
No, that would be...
That would be wrong.
That would be wrong,
absolutely,
James.
We know that would be wrong.
Though we do want to talk about, before we talk to Cam, who's actually up in Brisbane at the moment.
In the warmer weather.
In the warm weather, yes. But there's a few exciting things that have happened this week. Mm. One thing that happened, Robbie and I went to a party last Saturday night.
We did.
At good old Club 80.
off to Trough.
We went off to Trough. Off to Trough. It was my first time at Trough. Was it your first time as well?
No, Mark. It was not my first time at Trough.
He gets a discount. He goes to so many.
It was probably about 6th or 7th. But yeah, yeah. It was tame. It was a tame night, I think.
For the right person, I think it would have been a really good night, but I was not the right person for that night. Mm. It was not, it was much younger, it was much twinkier.
it's getting that way. Each and every Trough is getting more and
more. Yeah. I remember when people were saying how good it was, and it was like, well, that's not the experience I had.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of Troughs, and they're a great time. Yeah. But I was telling you off air before, it's about the music for me.
Yeah.
Like a lot depends on the DJ lineup.
Yeah.
And it's personal taste, you know, like people rave about DJs and I maybe like, you know, not so much, but some of them are really good. And if the music's good for me, then I'll have a good time.
Yeah.
And I usually go with friends as well.
Yeah, the music was okay. And I don't know, the crowd, it just wasn't my crowd.
Right.
But thank you for the bear who saved me that night and showed me a good time.
Just become...
Mark's doing some real revealing tonight.
Was
I'm loving this.
Save me or shave me?
Well, no, there was no shaving involved. No,
it's going to be a regular segment. What was Mark's up this week?
What's Mark been up to this week?
It was a good Trough in one essence for me because I got to fulfil a bit of a bucket list thing, I guess, for a long time. A big friend of the show, Riverkeeper, who was on a few weeks ago, does rope suspension.
Right. And I got to do that for the first time. I hate to tell you this, Robbie, it's actually months ago now.
Oh, wow.
It's really
It was a little while ago. Because I saw Riverkeeper there, said hello, and he was doing rope suspensions, and you got to be roped up. And
which I always wanted to do.
Lift you off the ground.
Lifted off the ground, wow. Suspended by ropes, blindfolded, and it was good. It was a very, very cool experience. A little bit different than what I thought it was going to be, but a very, like a nice weightless experience. They spin you around a little bit, and I get bad motion sickness, but... That didn't seem to affect me.
It sounds like you were like a pinata.
Did something a little bit.
You weren't a pinata. No.
He didn't get whacked until he burst.
Oh, no. They don't do that, people. Yeah. They do not do that. How interesting, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So with the experience, it was like... Because it must take a little while for...
It takes a very long time. Yeah, you've got to really want to do it if you wanted to be somewhere else.
at any point in the procedure.
It takes a long time to get all the ropes tied, and then you get suspended, and I stayed up for who knows. I mean, it's very hard to keep track of the time, but then it takes a long time to get all the ropes undone as well. But it's such a cool experience. It's not for the reasons that I thought it was, but just a really comforting, relaxing experience.
So, do you remember any of your thoughts? Like, what was going on in your head while you were up there?
I think I just felt really calm because you can still move your arms and legs, and it feels a little bit like you're swimming, I guess. So it was a nice,
So kind of not an out of body experience. It was in body, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in body. It was very. I guess it was quite mindful. It was pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe Riverkeeper does go and do it. Does this at various parties.
I've seen him at Thick and Juicy as well as Club. And
was there a line of people waiting to be tied up?
Well, no, and often there is, and that's why I've always sort of taken a back step. Yeah. And I said to River, you're going to have to do this for me one day. And he said, why not tonight? And I went, great. So I just hung about, and it wasn't. And after
hung about?
Quite literally, yeah.
Trough itself did feel a little bit quiet. Like there were a lot of people there, but quieter. And anyway, where he was, it was quite quiet. And after I was down, he packed up.
Yeah.
And you said pictures and videos on your Instagram account? Is that what you said?
You can message me privately for those.
Yes. I may have got
one to Mark.
A snapshot that night.
I said, hey, Mark, just hanging around.
Yeah, exactly. But the I have to say, I was actually really surprised by the venue. I've never been there before, and I was quite pleasantly surprised by the venue.
It gets canned a lot, that venue, but in actual fact, it's a really good venue for a dance party. My personal experience, I've loved it. Yeah.
Coming up next, we are talking to Cam Disney Princess Smith, all the way from NEX, and what he's doing up there. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
That's right, you're on The Woods. Of course, that was Havana Brown's new song that we just played.
Like Lightning.
Like Lightning. Mm. It was written by Kesha, because Kesha can't release music.
Sing.
Yeah, well, no, she can't release music at the moment because of her. But if you want to hear the story about that, go to joy.org.au/Brekkie Bears and listen to the podcast, which is just up, because we had Havana Brown on Brekkie Bears on Monday morning.
Studio.
We did. Right now, though, we're crossing all the way to Brisbane, and we've got Cam Disney Princess Smith on the line.
Come in, Cam.
Hey, how you going, guys?
good. How's Brisbane treating you, Cam?
It's going really good, actually. I've got shorts on. I'm actually loving the fact I can wear shorts and T-shirt out at 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, you can shut up now, because we're freezing here.
It's cold.
It's cold and wet down here.
It's 5 o'clock from my house, and I had jumpers, jackets, pants and shoes and everything on, and I got up here. The first thing I did was got changed.
With everything off.
So right now in Melbourne, it's 10 degrees.
Bare minimum.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Now, tonight you're out at the Cub Bear, eh?
Yes.
Is that the way how you pronounce it? Cabaret?
Cabaret is how they're saying
cabaret.
It.
I mean,
cabaret.
Brisbane, so, yes.
Yes, well, they're not very cultured up in Brisbane, so they would say cabaret.
That's why they've got Melbourne folks up here trying to bring a culture into Brisbane.
Oh, because I have to say, I'm most disappointed because everyone's in Brisbane this weekend, and of course I'm having a party tomorrow night, and
I know
everyone's up in Brisbane.
Where they had that?
Everyone's up in Brisbane. How dare they?
I know. We'll have to have a second party for you, Mark. That's okay.
Okay, cool.
Hey, I like your thinking. I think a second party is a really good idea. I think we have to be careful.
I'm down for that.
I think we have to be a bit careful what we do and what we say on there, because we've probably got some listeners in Brisbane, and we don't want poor Cam suffering from the Melbourne-Brisbane isms, do we? We don't want him paying the price for
us. I don't want to be attacked.
Yes, you do, but not
well,
that
well, you
hard.
Do, yeah.
I'm backing out Brisbane. This is not a good move.
But so what events are you looking forward to this week, Cam?
I am actually really looking forward to a couple of the events. I'm really looking forward to Mr. Bear Queensland. It happens on Saturday. They've got three contestants. We just met the contestants, so it's going to be a really good competition. And the winner of that will actually come down to Southern Hibernation 2017, June next year. So we can actually then have them compete in Mr. Australasia Bear.
Exactly. Have you got a favourite yet, or is it too early?
Look, I'm a little bit too early. I have got some. One of them is really good eye candy for me. I appreciate that option. I'm going to leave it up to the judges to have a look. I'm going to sit back and have a good time this time, and going to watch and enjoy the competition and see how those boys sweat it on stage.
Yeah, don't tell me that you've entered and you're trying to get Mr. Queensland.
Sorry?
I was just going to say, it'd just be like you were to enter and try to become Mr. Queensland as well.
I know, I could try that, but I don't actually live here, unfortunately, so I couldn't actually attend all the events, although I'm sure it'll rain something, get some frequent flyer points somehow.
Exactly.
The scary thought about eye candy for you, Cam, is it's probably someone who looks like Shrek or Pinocchio or Disney character.
No, it's...
You die by voice.
I was going to say, what's the character from Aladdin that you keep going on about? Yeah.
Aladdin. He's divine.
Yeah. And what's another?
They've got a full calendar of events, though. So they've got everything. Like tomorrow, they've actually got a mystery bus tour, which a heap of the guys are jumping on and going to a mystery destination for the day, which will be fantastic. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be on, but I've got other arrangements. So.
Scruff.
That and going around to somewhere.
It's like, that's a bit bizarre. It's a bit bizarre having a mystery tour, isn't it? It's like, where are you going? Well, it's a mystery. Have no idea.
It is a mystery. And the thing is, I'm just like, oh, It's a bit suspicious. Are they taking a group of bears to the forest or something? I don't even know.
To the woods. Mm.
To the woods.
Anything else?
We're all back in time tomorrow night for the Under Bear, which will be a fun event tomorrow night. A lot of socialising and getting to know each other on a very different level.
No better way to get to know someone than in your underwear.
Oh, yes.
I've personal experience there, Robin.
Yes, no, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good weekend. So that's only the start. That's only the start of the weekend, really. Then they've got everything else. We've got the Wonderland Dance Party happening on Sunday, which is sort of a bit of a party mode, because we're actually going to public holiday on Monday here, not tomorrow like you guys do, lucky you.
Oh, so they've got
on Monday.
Right. Okay. So they've got they've got more events on Monday as well, don't they?
Yeah, we have our Bears Chill Out on Monday, which is sort of the final wrap up of everything. Where we all get to sort of congregate around and sort of have a couple of drinks and sort of have our final farewells and sort of make sure you've added those people on Facebook and got their numbers and probably checked out their Grindr and Scruff profiles at the same time.
What's the Melbourne representation like, Cam? Is there a lot of people that you know? You're seeing lots of familiar faces?
There's actually a lot of people who are up here, yeah. It's great to see that myself and two other community members from Big Bears are here representing Big Bears, which is great.
That's great, yeah.
We've actually got quite a few other Bears from Melbourne. I reckon it'd be about a dozen or so up here at the moment, which
That's
is great.
Good.
I think a couple are coming up tonight and tomorrow as well.
Yeah, good.
Very good. You're not a secret judge, are you, for Mr. Queensland?
I'm not a secret. No. I would love to be a judge. I've hosted with you, but I haven't been able to judge yet. That'd be fantastic.
Hey, Cam, they might not know. Tell them that you are anyway.
I've got to judge this. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've got to have the representation from Victoria up here.
Tell them, put me
in the judging panel.
I was going to say, tell them that you're a judge and that you've got to take them home to get to know them better. They'll never know. Even They'll never better. Find out.
Even better. And I'm the Deso driver tonight, so I can even take whoever I want home.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us live on air, Cam. And how is the vibe going anyway? Is it a good vibe there at the moment?
Yeah, it's great. The cabaret is a fantastic way to start the event, because they're sort of looking and listening to some of the fantastic acts within the Brisbane networks. It's great to see even a couple of non-homosexual people performing for us as well, which is fantastic. I think getting involved with all community groups, which is it's really quite good. And so there's definitely some great talent that I've seen so far. We're on intermission at the moment, so we've got some more to come, I dare say.
Lovely. Well, you enjoy yourself and behave.
I'll try.
You'll try.
Yeah, don't take any advice from Mark, because he's not behaving, from what we hear.
No, never. But that's the point.
Never behave.
Thanks very much for joining us, Cam. Enjoy the rest of your time up at Northern Exposure.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Bye, Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Cheers, bye.
Thank you very much. That, of course, was Cam Smith up in NEX.
Wish I was there.
I know. Having fun.
One of the things that I like about the Bris Bears, if you follow them on social media, you'll see that people from rural, that's a hard word to say, rural. From rural Queensland get involved as well. So people come down from Rocky or from Cairns. Yeah. So
yeah.
I imagine in a state that size, there might be folk, might be guys out there who are socially isolated, but by geography.
Well, yeah, and I know a lot of the guys actually live up at Bundaberg and places that as well. So,
and they come down to and they come for, down for a bit the... of a bit of a week of festivity.
Oh, and obviously from all over Australia as well.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't done one for a long time, but I remember I did one a few years back.
Yeah.
And they're such lovely guys. They're really friendly and welcoming. And, you know, it's a lovely out. It's a way, good, great way to spend the weekend.
Yeah, I lived in Brisbane for 7 years, so I went to quite a few Northern Exposures. And
help run them too, I'm sure.
Not so much. No, I took a back seat in Brisbane a lot of the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I wasn't so much on the forefront in Brisbane. But, yeah, no, it was great events. And some of the best bear runs I've been to were next events, actually. So, if you're planning on... think about next year. Obviously, it's probably a bit late, unless you want to run up there now. I'm sure they'll be having one next year as well.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. If I was a bear, I would take you on a picnic.
I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9.
She wants to be a bear.
Thanks, Margaret.
She wants to be a bear.
She does want to be a bear.
She is a bear.
Exactly. And talking to us now, we're going to be talking about a new initiative that's happening with VAC, Beyond Blue and a few other organisations. And to talk to us tonight, we've got the lovely Caleb Hawke, the communications coordinator from VAC. Hello, Caleb.
Hi, how are you guys going?
Good, mate, good. Now, we've got you on tonight to have a bit of a chat about a new, or a couple of new websites that you've got up and running called Pete and Dale. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what Pete and Dale are actually about?
Sure. So Pete and Dale are actually the result of what's called a STRIDE project, which is there are six STRIDE projects. They're all administered by Beyond Blue with funding from the Movember Foundation. So all those guys that grow mustaches in a couple of months, this is one of the projects that money goes towards. And it's actually a research project. So it's actually looking at, we know that there's a stigma experienced by men associated with anxiety, depression, suicidality. And I guess what they're investigating is they're filling in a knowledge gap about whether or not online interventions are successful at reducing stigma. We know that, like, face-to-face, peer support and, face-to-face therapeutic groups and whatnot, they're really effective. But they want to see what this translates to into the digital space. So these are actually research projects that are kind of filling in that gap, which is exciting to be kind of at the forefront of that, I suppose. But what this project is, what Pete and Dale are, is they're a project partnership between, as you mentioned, VAC, actually with ACON and with the Center for Social Research and Health at UNSW, who's our research partner, and a Melbourne-based design agency called Licorice. And so what we've done is we've developed, like, basically a website structure or a wireframe that's used across both Pete and Dale to address the stigma experienced by two different communities of men. So two groups that we know experience mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression, and consequently the stigma associated with that. But they also experience another form of stigma, are men who are living with HIV, and the other group is actually same-sex attracted men who are living in heterosexual relationships, which we commonly call gay and married men, but sometimes, that language, gay and married men, that's not necessarily everyone in that community identifies with that terminology. So we sort of say same-sex attracted men in heterosexual relationships, which doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's probably more
accurate. I'm sure there'll be an acronym for it before too much longer, Caleb.
That's right.
Now, obviously, we've got, as you said, there's actually two different websites that we're looking at. Pete.org.au is the first one. Now, that one is for HIV people. Yep.
Yeah, guys living with HIV. So Pete and Dale are technically acronyms. Easiest way to remember is Pete is for positive guys, and then Dale, it has a longer acronym as well, but it's not as easy to associate. But that's the easiest way to distinguish between the two.
Yeah. So look, if someone went to these websites, what would the experience be like?
So it features a couple different components. One of the things that we know in face-to-face, the two different approaches there are to addressing stigma, whether that's associated with living with HIV or mental health or et cetera, is they call it a contact approach and an education approach. And this combines both of them. So with education, it's things like information. So both Pete and Dale feature articles. And those articles can be short, really something you can read in the time that you make a cup of coffee, articles about how you might, strategies for addressing stigma, or even defining what stigma, anxiety, and depression are. Because one of the common things that a lot of guys go through that we know with men in particular is that they're experiencing anxiety or depression, but oftentimes they're just sort of writing it off as sadness or being worried or stressed, when really when it passes into more chronic level, it is actually, more serious condition and something that needs to be addressed. The other thing that we'll have is connection components. So there's live chats, which are like scheduled chat sessions with a specific topic. And we also have discussion boards. So if you're, up at 2 a.m. and thinking about this, you can jump in on those forums and, be part of an ongoing conversation. And that's sort of your contact approach there.
Yeah. Now, they seem like very specific target groups that you've got. How did you come up with the target groups, and, like, why those two particular target groups?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, it's a research project. And so what part of the strategy there behind those two groups is, you know, between ACON and VAC and actually Four Pete, our additional community partner, Living Positive Victoria, we have a wealth of knowledge and over 30 years of experience in doing service delivery with men and people living with HIV in general. And so with the Pete group, the strategy there was to engage a group that we knew we could engage through our existing networks and through our existing expertise. And then with the same-sex attracted men and heterosexual relationships, that's sort of our hard-to-reach group. And there are a few programs still around the country that have been successfully running, but a lot of the programs, the Gamma programs, if you will, have sort of fallen by the wayside, or they've lost funding after a few years, or they don't kind of achieve sort of that critical number to have ongoing groups meeting face-to-face. So our community partner there is Gamma New South Wales, based up in Sydney, and they have been one of the few projects successfully running along this time. But, of course, they're just in Sydney, and they're, you know, a pretty small organization. So this allows us to actually have open that G2X experience up nationally. And why you've got those two is because now you've got a hard-to-reach, and you've got sort of a group that we know we engage with pretty frequently, and it offers a more well-rounded evaluation of that kind of structure I was talking about. To see, hey, is that really effective at reducing stigma and improving mental health for these guys?
Yeah. Caleb, I know when you're dealing with things like the chat forums and online stuff, a lot of thought and energy goes into safety and making sure that people are safe. And I believe you've got moderators and things. Do you want to tell us a bit about how that's been built into the program?
Yeah, that's been a really interesting process. Like I mentioned with BAC and ACON, you know, we've done peer support and we've done some outreach and we've done peer education for years now. But translating that to the digital space has been a really interesting process. Again, we're using peers because we know with a contact approach, because this isn't this is what we call a pre-therapeutic pathway, which basically means, you know, this is something you would go to before you would necessarily go to a clinician or a counselor if something was more critical.
Yeah.
But what we know is that, you know, peer-led initiatives have been really effective throughout the years. And so we've now trained up a group of peer moderators. They're actually based, the benefit of digital is they can sort of be based anywhere in the country. So we've got peer moderators actually, one based in Tasmania, a few in Melbourne, a few in Sydney, and actually one guy who's actually working between Sydney and Auckland. So he's actually able to help. He's a long-serving VAC volunteer who's actually able to participate while he's traveling overseas. They've been trained up to address things like not only group dynamics and, you know, facilitating discussions, which is something you would do in face-to-face, but translating that into the digital space while keeping in mind security and privacy issues and dealing with things that you wouldn't deal in face-to-face, like online trolls or somebody who might try to jump in and bombard the group in a really unproductive way.
Yep.
So we have a few fail-safes even built into the technology so that those people can kind of be kept at bay, or you can address them privately as a peer moderator.
Right.
Yeah, and I suspect especially with the DAIL group, that's dale.org.au, that privacy probably would be paramount for those guys.
Very important.
And
absolutely.
As you said, it's not it's dealing with anxiety and depression for a very specific group who probably doesn't want to be recognized, and anonymity is probably very important to them. I actually think that that's a very good way online to do that. Especially with that group, did you have problems actually getting moderators for that group, or was obviously you had a few contacts?
Well, that's actually been the interesting thing. You know, when I said when we put these groups together, the strategy was in a way that Pete would be that would be the easy win, and Dale would be a tough. This is going to be a difficult group. But the unique advantage with that is because there's so few services out there, once we started to get word of mouth out there and once we started to talk to a few networks, these guys kind of came actually really quickly, especially in an initial cohort that have made up both our advisory group that we've consulted as we just developed this, as well as those peer moderators. And in fact, I'll actually probably be running another peer moderator training session in Sydney using some of the guys who've previously helped with Gamma New South Wales, hopefully in the near future here. But the thing is because there's so few services out there, that which ones have this one being out there and being so accessible and no longer relying on being, you know, based in a specific city or area, it's actually been, in a way, a little bit easier because there's nothing else out there for same-sex attracted men or gay married men, whichever you prefer to say.
I've got a question which might sound a bit naive, Caleb, but how will you know if you're successful? What are the kind of outcomes that you're hoping to find?
We're kind of using a combination of things. I mean, with the connection components, one of the nice things is you actually probably, well, we're guessing because it's only just started, but you're actually probably able to see with users, even though they're, to be able to engage in the connection component, you have to register a profile. That profile doesn't require any personal information, but it sort of says you have to pick that your name is, you know, Richmond 23. That doesn't tell us anything about you, but it does create a unique identifier. So when that user logs on, we don't have to be able to see as peer moderators, you know, what's the dialogue that person's engaging in? Are they self-reporting to the group that they're doing better or that this is making an impact in any way?
Right.
But then the other thing is because of technology, we can see things like website analytics. So we can see how many guys are kind of engaging, you know, like clicks per page and how long users are spending on their session times. And that gives us sort of information to see what areas are working on the site, what articles have been, you know, what are people spending more time with, how often people are coming back to the site as well. You know, a user, you know, Blue23, he's actually been on 15 times, you know, and it's been at increasing rate. We know we can, there's some level of engagement. Now, formally, we do have a survey as well that's being run by the Center for Social Research and Health for users once they've been on the site for a little while. Not too long, because you want to kind of have them close to what we call baseline as possible. But there's a survey, and then there's a follow-up if a guy's agreed to it. Again, it's anonymous, but there is a unique identifier assigned. And then that way we use more formal measurements. So there are things like stigma scales and measurements of depression and anxiety, which are like proven measurements that are used for evaluation. So that's the more formal end of things. But like I said, it'll be augmented really by just kind of the advantages of digital engagement and some of the things we'll be able to just collect there.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Just on, because obviously we've told people that it is obviously for these type of people, but I just want to stress that the both forums deal with anxiety and stress and depression, and that comes from the stigma around either HIV or the, it could even be the stigma attracted to men in straight relationships who have sex with men as well.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that it's peer-based, but dealing with depression, do these people do formalized courses, or how are they dealing with people with depression?
Sure. So the peer moderators, again, like I mentioned, it's sort of a pre-therapeutic kind of pathway. So in the same way that you would engage like a peer support group or a peer education program, it is led by peers. If someone, and the peer moderators have gone through a training to identify if someone has a critical need or a serious need. So if they've jumped onto a discussion board and they're starting to talk about things that may require a more urgent response, we have built a few functionalities in there to address them personally, to say, hey, look, I actually, you know, here are some support services that we list in our directory. And furthermore, we have referral pathways for really urgent or emergency needs as well. And so the peer moderators have been trained up on that. And there's pathways for doing that in the online space through those different connection components that we have. I mean, with digital, the disadvantage, of course, is that unlike face-to-face, there is always that risk that someone who has a more serious need, you can't follow up with them in the same way that you can with face-to-face. But, I mean, when you weigh the benefits against those risks, I mean, the benefits are far greater because you're able to reach these guys on a more, on a greater scale than ever before.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Exciting. They're exciting times, exciting resources. Thanks, Caleb. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, and Caleb, look, we'll have to get you into the studio at some point and have a longer talk about what you do at VAC and all the good things that they do down there as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I would love to update you guys on the project. The sites have both gone live, so if guys are interested, you should definitely go and check it out. Pete.org.au and Dale.org.au.
Exactly.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you very much, Caleb.
Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
We are doing it still. Okay.
That's the first time all four of us have done that for a very long time.
I really enjoyed that.
Exactly. And basically, we'll talk about a few things now, but we were in the break, we were very excited about RuPaul's Drag Race.
We were getting a bit of a catch-up, weren't we?
We were catching
each other up on...
You know, I don't know what it is...
Three of us were.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with Bears and RuPaul's Drag Race, but we always seem to love RuPaul's. And you were very excited about the return of the Queens.
Spoiler alert, of course, anybody spoiler who alert. Hasn't seen last week's
spoiler
episode...
Spoiler alert.
Turn the volume down for a couple of minutes.
Okay, oh, really?
Because all roads lead to Rue. I was very excited by the return, of one of my favourites. In fact, two of my favourites, I should say.
Yeah.
That was the bit of a twist.
Mm.
Two people returned to the competition.
And the right two as well. I think the two that everyone hoped for, whilst sending the one everyone they wanted.
So the two that have returned were Alyssa Edwards and Tatiana. Who I do like. I like Tatiana.
I mean, I think, she was a bit hard done by when she left.
Yes.
I think Alyssa did well. And
the person they sent home.
Oh, my God, did you see her when she'd left? She was peeved. Mm.
And who was it?
Oh, Fifi, of course.
For those who don't follow.
We were cheering, but I mean, I never liked Fifi.
She's also been very, very vocal against the show on social media.
She's been a nasty.
She's copying it. She is copying it, and that's sad. I mean, we don't like trolls. We don't like people really attacking her, but she doesn't respond very well to that either.
No, it's her right to do what she wants, but how dare she?
Do you want to know what's really weird about this conversation for me?
You have no idea? No.
I've got no idea what you're talking about. I mean, I've got no connection with RuPaul at all. But today at work, I was sitting very similar, three people, women in this case, my colleagues, were blah, 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 and this person and that person. And, have you seen this? And guess what they were talking about?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette, yeah, okay.
They were talking about The Bachelorette because there's hot men on there. And then they realised I wasn't participating, just like Dean did just now. And they turned to me and they went... But you should be watching The Bachelorette. There's men on it.
Well, have you been watching Finding Prince Charming?
No. Is that the gay one?
That's the gay one, yeah.
That must be on...
It's on Logo. You can...
No, I haven't.
Yes. Have you been watching it, Robbie?
I haven't seen it, actually. No.
Dang,
no, I haven't seen it.
Look, I don't understand the concept.
I'll tell you this. It is so bad, it is good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Unlike Hurricane Bianca.
Oh, no, what's that? Is that Bianca Del Rio's new movie?
It is Bianca Del Rio's good movie. And you may have seen, if you've looked at Same Same's Facebook page, me going to Dina Curry, I disagree with his positive review.
Oh.
I thought it was a piece of trash.
Oh, is that right? Look, how many stars would you give it, Mark, out of five?
Zero.
Zero stars?
Bad.
It is getting mixed reviews. Now, there are people who are liking it for... what it is. Now, I haven't seen it, but for, you know, that straight to DVD type of vibe.
Look, I mean, the reason I don't like it, it's not funny. I mean, there's no humour in it whatsoever. And, you know, and they don't let Bianca do what she's good at. I mean, she rips people new ones and it's all too nice. And the cameos, I mean, the best thing about it, I think, was the cameos by Shangela and Willem. And even they're restrained. It's like, it's all very B grade or C, D, E grade. the script's awful. It's bad.
I'm realising just how out of touch with modern drama and TV I am.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. One thing I am in touch with, though, and you guys will probably get just as excited, Will and Grace are back.
Yes!
Will and Grace are back.
Are they
going to be coming back.
Is it a whole series or is it just the one-off?
Look, it was just a 10-minute episode, but it showed that they've still got the chemistry that they had 10 years ago.
They're still funny.
The writers are still great. And look, if Netflix or someone doesn't see that and pick it up...
I actually think they are doing something. I think they're doing something more.
There's
they're kind of doing a little bit of the ab fab. It's kind of being talked about, and I think my sense, and given that they've invested all that time and that money, I guess, in a 10-minute thing about the politics, that the reviews are really positive, and people are, you know,
it is hilarious.
So it's a hilarious. Yeah.
Talking about
so it's
funny,
what, 10 minutes on social. It's like a webisode.
It's on YouTube. And it is political. It aired, I think, in America just before the debate,
the presidential debate.
So look, it is pro Clinton. It presents, you know, I guess they pretend they're
Karen?
On both
Karen
sides.
Walker?
No, Karen is a Trump supporter, of course.
That does not surprise me.
And Jack's undecided, of course. Like Jack, until I won't do a spoiler. I won't do a spoiler in case you haven't seen it. But Jack's undecided until the very end, and of course there's a clincher, which is just it's perfect Will and Grace.
And look, I mean, the whole thing about it is that you're watching it, and it's like you are watching Will and Grace from 10 years ago.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah. It's like the lines are delivered the same. Everything is spot on.
It's still relevant. That humour is still relevant today, and that's why I hope
And
it
Jack
back.
Even makes reference to it when he goes to the fridge and says, why does everything in there look 10 years old?
You are on the Woods. We'll be back to wrap up in a second. You're on Joy 94.9. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here, too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the
middle of this tightrope. We've come to the end of the show.
We've got the middle of our tightrope. This is the end of our tightrope.
This is the end of the tightrope, exactly.
And look, Matt Albert can have my tightrope anytime he likes. Have I said that before?
I think we've said that before, and we all know that that is
we'll
the case.
And we'll say it again.
But you'd have to fight me for him first.
I'll share.
I'm not going to. We want to thank Cam Smith for joining us from Brisbane, of course, from Next. We also want to thank Caleb Hawke. It's all the cows and cams and Caleb Hawke from VAC for two. And if you are interested, remember pete.org.au and dale.org.au.
Yep.
Go and check them out. Well worth doing that. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you, Dean.
So what's happening in Brekkie Bears this week, Mark? Any special surprises?
No special surprises. We are actually without Luke this week. He's up in Sydney at a games conference thing. So it's just me and...
SJ,
the God Locks. And, of course, Robbie, you're going to be in? Yeah, for a Barely Believable.
Barely Believable will be back Monday morning.
Yeah, so for surprise, we have no huge guests this week like we usually do.
It'll just be witty banter from 6:30 a.m. through to 9.
9, exactly right.
Laughs up plenty.
Have you got Margaret Cho putting the word around her connections?
Of course.
When they're passing through?
You could unpack the AFL Grand Final. There's an idea for you, Mark.
Go Doggies. That's all I'm going to say.
I've heard all day, in fact all week, is what a fantastic final this is going to be. And I'm just wondering why. What's so special?
It is a story of the underdogs. I mean, the Bulldogs came from, I think it was 7th or 8th place in the ladder, and they got all the way into the final, which is amazing. They haven't won a premiership since 1961.
Right, 20-odd years or
20,
something?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's more than that. It's 51 years, I believe.
51 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big deal. Okay. So, yeah, we probably will unwrap the AFL Grand Final a little bit.
That is more than enough AFL talk for the Woods.
I'll probably have some goss for my birthday party.
Yeah.
It'll be nice, boys, but it'll be nice.
Exactly.
It'll be the best goss.
Coming up next, of course, is the lovely boys from Pop Chops.
Pop Chops. Hey, boys. And what are they talking about?
The Spice Girls.
Spice Girls! Spice Girls. Yeah. So until next week, it's Wolfgirl.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.